Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's me, the Lou D. Double G. And guess what? Today we're going to talk about Fallout, the new Amazon Prime TV show. TV show? Is streaming considered TV show at this point? I guess so, right? It's not really TV, is it? However, it just came out today and, April 10th, 2024. They've continuously moved up the project. So, a little bit of background. The Fallout TV show has been in production for a while, and they originally had it for a later start date here in April, but as time went on, they decided to move it up and move it up and move it up. And that raised some questions for me. I was like, okay, it's either really fucking good and they believe in this project, or it's complete and utter garbage and they're like, we need to make money from this, like, now, dude. And so, obviously, I was very excited about it. Me being a Fallout fan, I have a love and hate relationship with the IP. And the reason being, and if you talk to really any Fallout fan, is that it kind of lost its magic with Fallout 76, right? And it turned into a very different kind of game. I mean, it has a lot of the same kind of, you know, feel to it, but it's just not what we're used to, I think. And so it kind of decided to kind of go with this, like, more open world aspect to it. And it involved a lot of, like, microtransactions and you could buy and, like, there's just a lot going on there. But now that the TV show is out, it has prompted me to kind of revisit a little bit of the games I used to love and enjoy as a kid, right? Fallout New Vegas, for example, classic game. I mean, some people that I know would call it the best video game of all time. Fallout 4 is another game that I hear some mixed reviews about, but overall people have positive opinions about. And so, me included, I quite enjoy Fallout 4, and I enjoy the world, you know, and all. And this particular game, Fallout, is made by a studio called Bethesda, which Bethesda is known for Fallout. Bethesda is also known for, like, Skyrim and things like that. So if you're interested in games like that, open world-esque, RPG-esque kind of things, this may be the game for you. However, we're talking about the TV show today. So when I have recently been watching a lot of these new video game to on-screen adaptations, whether it be a movie or a TV show, I often find myself being like, okay, I cannot completely compare the way video game world works in comparison to screen world works, right? Because obviously in a video game, it's just so different, right? I mean, because a lot of the play styles and the way you play is within the eye of the beholder, right? And especially in Fallout, right? You can do a lot of different things with it being open world, and you can get from point A to point B to point C in all very different ways, using different weapons to being less aggressive, being more aggressive, and so I think it's really interesting when a studio, in particular Amazon, right, in this scenario, kind of decides, like, okay, this is the route we're going to go with the show. With that in mind, I kind of was super hesitant, right, because either video game stuff can be really, really good or really, really bad, and, like, Super Mario Brothers movie was great, enjoyed that one, and I really, in particular, love how they did the kind of side-scroller thing in a very creative way, in a lot of the, like, sequences when he's, like, running and, you know, fighting Donkey Kong and things like that, which I think it was very creative, and it was certainly a way to do it, and I enjoyed it, and I also enjoyed the attempt. Could they have done something else? Maybe. But, you know, once again, from screen to video game kind of situation is very, very different. And so, Fallout, I've seen the first episode of Fallout, and there's 8. I was very surprised to see that the first episode was over an hour long. It was an hour 15. And of course, the credits are included as well as a teaser for the following episodes. I don't know if I said this, but there's 8 episodes on Amazon Prime currently for the first season of Fallout, and I don't know if this is like a half season thing, but if I had to guess, it's the whole season, right? IGN rated the whole season a 9 out of 10, which is super, super interesting. IGN is known to have both hits and misses when it comes to rating things, but either way, a high score probably means that it's at least very decent. And so I came into this with tempered expectations. And I gotta be honest, it did not disappoint. I found myself really enjoying a lot of the things that were happening. And so the episode is kind of split into three chunks, right? It's split into the main girl, whose name is Lucy, and she's kind of the character you would be in the Fallout game, right? And so, like, in Fallout 4, there's this, you're a father, and you're looking for your son, and that's the whole vibe of the game. That's the whole thing, essentially. And there's this nice scene where, I say nice, it's a scene, it's not nice at all, it's actually quite brutal, where he's looking through his cryogenic, you know, circular window, and they see the enemy, who ends up being the bad guy, literally steal his baby from the arms of the mother, right? And he's like, he can't do anything about it, he can't get out, and so they do this really creative thing in the first episode where they emulate that, right? They emulate that, I won't spoil it too much, but they emulate that to where our main character, Lucy, can't save who she's trying to save because she's locked behind a door, which has the circular window and that sort of thing. So I thought that was a really wonderful nod. I'm a fan of kind of going all in on the design of what the original design is from the video game, right? And so, like, I feel like at times, especially like from comic book to movie adaptations, we tend to be like, you know what, we're gonna go a little more modern with this, and we're gonna make it look not like how it does in the comic book, which I don't think is the biggest issue in the world. However, the reasons it works are the reasons it works, and we ought to kind of stay true to that as much as possible, right? There's always a line there, and it's always hard to kind of go too far past it, because then you're like, if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, you're like, well, maybe you should have just stayed within the guise of what works, right? And so in particular, I'm talking about the stim packs here, right? So in the Fallout game, in order to heal yourself, you have to use these syringes. It's quite brutal the way your character does it. You stab yourself with the syringe, you put it through, boom, you're healing, you're getting better, right? And so there's this scene where our main character, Lucy, opens her first aid, and you see the stim pack, right? It's like, man, this is really fucking awesome. Like, it totally reminds me of the game. It totally reminds me of the game. And so, more on that, the second part of the episode has a lot to do with this character Maximus, right? And he's with the Brotherhood of Steel, and he's kind of going through the teachings of it, and, you know, one way or another, something happens. Again, I don't want to spoil too much. We move to him being promoted within it, and he gets to go on a mission. We see, obviously, the Brotherhood of Steel suits, right? And they are wonderful to look at. I mean, they are just captivating. And at one point there, he's being interrogated for something. I will not once again spoil that, but when they speak, it's like, it's so jarring, it's wonderful. And I'm so glad that they decided to go with the original design as much as freaking possible, man. And it's really exciting to see that. The third part of the episode has a lot to do with the ghoul. It's not a very long portion of the episode. It's probably like the last like 5 to 8 minutes, but I love the way he looks. I mean, he looks exactly like he's supposed to. He acts exactly the way he's supposed to. And we get a little hint of dog meat kind of down the line. And yeah, I mean, once again, the design is amazing. It's 10 out of 10. And the whole time I felt like everything all together, I felt like I was watching a Fallout thing, right? Aside from the clothing, aside from things being called things that they would be called in the game, I felt like I was watching Fallout. Like, I felt like I was really in that world, whereas I feel like there are other movies and TV shows that come out about things that where I feel like, I don't know, it feels kind of disconnected. Percy Jackson's kind of one of those where I felt like it was disconnected from what the world is. And The Last Airbender, I felt that a little bit as well. With this, I felt like it was very, very connected, and I really enjoyed it a lot. So is it worth it to give it a shot? I would say yes. I mean, at least watching the first episode is going to get you hooked to be like, okay, like, here we are, and let's do this. And who doesn't love some Michio Musso, dude? No, that's not his name. And who doesn't love some Moises Arias, dude? We haven't seen that guy since, like, Hannah Montana. And, yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, you see, can't remember his name right now, Twin Peaks guy. He was also Paul Atreides in a previous Dune adaptation in, like, the 80s. But, yeah, he's in it as well, yeah, there's a lot of really cool actors in there. I won't spoil too much because I feel like they do a really good job of revealing things subtly, you know? And so, you know, you taking the time to kind of get through that is really awesome. But yeah, so far, I really enjoy it. And I would recommend you also watch it, whether or not you're a Fallout fan. Just know that it is very brutal. It is very bloody. There are moments where I was watching it and I was like, oh, that was a little rough. So anyways, till next time. See ya.